Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Grace Reynolds, and this is a show about creating good in your life. So you always want to know what the secret is to creating the good stuff that you want to experience, then this is the show for you. And like all shows, we will go with the flow. Okay, so let's go with our first caller. And area code 484. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Tonetta calling you back.
Hi, Tonetta, how is it going?
Oh, I'm a little upset and worked up. That's why I'm calling.
Oh, what's going on?
Well, Dan did take me out on that nice date, like everybody mm-hmm. predicted and stuff, and I thought he was sincere, but there's a date. He went home to his house. I went home to my house. Everything was fine, and then he stopped communicating. I have texted him several times. Nothing, and then we're not friends on Facebook because it's been an on-again, off-again situation for 4 years, but a friend of mine is really good friends with Dan and has told me that Dan does have a girlfriend, but the girlfriend is hot and cold with him, is on and off with him. But he's madly in love with this girlfriend, even though she treats him like crap. And so I didn't know any of this. So I'm assuming that, you know, I got tossed to the wayside and just being rejected. And I guess he's back with whoever. And I don't know what's going to go on because I know that you had predicted and other people had predicted that this man is going to be moving into my home in June and being there with me, but I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, well, let me check in and see what they want to tell you about all of this. Well, first thing
okay.
they're telling you is not to get upset. Just because you don't understand does not mean that things are happening that you know nothing about. Okay, let's see what else they want to say. They say if Dan is the man that you want in your life, then keep that positive image in your mind and don't get focused on what other people say and all this other stuff. Just mm-hmm. keep creating what you actually desire.
Okay.
And if, come on, tell me any. And if you ever decide that Dan is not the man that you want in your life, then of course you can move on and there will be other men who will be available to you.
Mm-hmm.
With Dan, of course, come lessons. Well, of course, we learn lessons with everybody that we have relationships with, everybody we interact with. And one of the lessons that you're learning with Dan is trusting in what you believe, patience, and letting go.
Mm-hmm.
So those are three of the things that you're learning with Dan.
So I mean,
let that be your focus.
Right. Is he going to come forward and be the man that I desire here in June?
Okay. So they're telling me that life does not come with guarantees. They can tell you, yes, he's going to be there. He's going to be exactly where he needs to be, and everything is going to be great. And then you would live your life accordingly, or they could say, no, he's not going to be there. You're going to have to battle for this man. You're actually going to have to go and meet this other woman and have a confrontation and all of that, which would have you in a very different kind of energy. They're not going to tell you either way, actually, because it's not really about him. It's about you and what you are learning from this. And that's
mm-hmm.
what you always need to focus on, is you and what you're learning. So what are you learning from
right.
this?
I don't know. I don't know why he would come back into my life if he's still hung up on somebody else or whatever's going on.
Okay. So sometimes people know that they have someone in their life they really care about, that they know that they could have a wonderful relationship with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have someone in their life that pushes their buttons, triggers the responses. This other person is a trigger for him because of the way that she is, because of the way that she treats him, because of that whole, you almost get to have her and then you don't. It's like you're giving him a piece of candy and then you're jerking it away.
Mm-hmm.
Giving him a piece of candy and jerk it away. And you know, if you do that with a baby, they will try to get that piece of candy every time, even though they get frustrated with the fact that you're jerking it away. They're not going to stop
right.
trying to get that piece of candy.
Right.
We don't ever really grow out of that, a lot of people. We still have that
mm-hmm.
kind of, it's right there. I can almost touch it. And that has us focused on what we're trying to get instead of what we know is for our highest good.
Right. I mean, I understand
so
what you're saying, but if, like I said, if he has someone that he's hung up on, he shouldn't have been bothering me or circling my house or coming at my work or doing any of those things.
Well, you can't really dictate what he does and doesn't do.
Right.
He's going to be himself. He's going to make his own choices.
Right.
You get to make your own choices.
Right, right. And I thought he was sincere, but I was mistaken.
It's not so much that he's not sincere, it's that he's not committed. He's still divided.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know exactly when he's going to make his decision. But they are saying that he will make it, and it looks like the odds are in your favor when he does make it. But if you don't want to live your life based on what could happen and you want to start creating something else with someone else, then by all means, move forward to wherever it is you want to be.
Right, right. I just want him to realize, you know, it's not right. You know, you don't take someone out on a date and then you ignore them. You don't talk to me. I mean, what is the sense of this?
Well, you really can't change him. You can't insist that he learn the things that you think he should learn. You don't have that kind
mm-hmm.
of power. You get to make
right.
the decisions about your life but you can't do anything about his.
Right. I understand. I understand. I know that you had told me to wait 6 weeks and that, you know, things would be different. So, I mean, the only thing I can do is move forward and stay positive as much as possible.
And do whatever it is that you need to do for your life, for your health.
Right. Right.
That's all you can do.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Well, that's the reason I called into the show. I wanted to let you know, what was going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is your opportunity to let go of all of the stress and worry and doubt and fear around the whole situation and just put it in God's hands and let it go.
Right. Absolutely.
And when you do that, you have to really let it go, you know. That means you can't sit there and wonder why Dan is doing this or why Dan's not doing that, because then you're taking it back out of the hands of God. When you give
right.
it to God, you let it go, and you let it go for real.
Right. That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. I appreciate it.
Well, you are welcome, and, you know, keep focused on what it is you want to create. And don't let anything
yes.
else bother you.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So if anyone is in the call-in queue and you actually have a question or something that you want to talk about, remember you have to press 1 so that a little symbol will appear and I will know. Otherwise, I'll just let you listen forever. So let's go to the chat room. And White Lily. Hi, White Lily. Okay, dearest Barbara, can you help me today? I feel quite confused about what I am charging for sessions. Spirit told me to lower the price, but now I'm doubting myself all over the place. Okay, why all the doubt? Is this because, they're telling me. So you don't actually trust in yourself, is what they're saying. You have fears about whether or not you're worth it. But you know you're worth it. Okay. Let me keep reading. Sorry for the energy I'm bringing. It just made me feel panicked today. I don't ever have to apologize for your energy. That's why you're here. We're going to clear that up. Okay. I like the price I had, but people were telling me it was too high, and I haven't been able to attract clients. Okay, so let's do a little bit of clearing work over what you are willing to allow. Okay. Let's see how they want to do this. Would you like an infant healing for releasing beliefs? You're not worried that people are always going to tell you that the prices are too high because you don't deliver that kind of value. Yeah, you do good work, but it's not quite worth what you charge. So you are not worth it. You are not good enough to charge that kind of money. You are not good enough to expect people to pay that kind of money. That's just not going to happen with you. So let's let all of that go and install in its place the knowing that you have value, that you give people what you tell them you're going to give them. that they gain from working with you, that you are worth the investment, that what you charge is perfectly in alignment with what they receive. And so if you'd like to shift over into those new truths, you just say yes, and I'll say it for you, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like infinity healing for releasing the thoughts, beliefs, fears that say you're never going to make it? You are never going to be a success at what you are doing. You are never going to get people who are going to be willing to pay you what you charge. Those people are not in existence. Nowhere in the world do those people exist. It is absolutely impossible for you to really make a decent living doing the work that you are doing. And so we'll just all of that out and replace it with the truth that you are attracting into your life the people who want what you offer and have the money to pay for it. That people will see your value, know your value, and be more than happy to pay you. That you don't have to have any kind of magic formula in order to find the right people, because the energy you are putting out into the world says, this is what I am worth. And if it resonates with you, then have a session with me. And of course, be more than happy to pay me. And if you're willing to switch over to those new energies, then just say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing all those lovely little ego conversations that are always going on about why this won't work or that won't work, what you should do, what you could do, what you must do, all of that kind of stuff, to just completely and totally recognize that that is ego. That is not your heart. That is not what is for your highest good. And allow yourself to trust in your own heart, to trust in your own intuition, to trust that you will make the best decisions about everything in your life, and that there is nothing that is more than you can handle. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay. I've opened my eyes and I'll read in case you've been typing what you have. Let's see. Okay. Sorry for the energy. Okay, we're at that. I like the price, but do I have been able to attract clients? Okay. My mind has been on bringing on clients. I was thinking that maybe my price was keeping me separated from people and attainable, although I know plenty of coaches who charge those prices. And yes, you're right. There are coaches who charge thousands of dollars an hour, and they get people who are willing to pay for it. Now I'm thinking I have to put my prices back to where they were. It gets so cloudy what to do. That it's something too high, although again, I know others that charge this way. I know I offer much more shifting than they do, but different field. Again, I know this is comparing and we shouldn't compare. But I'm just saying, I see people charge the rates I am. That's where I got the idea, inspiration to do it. Okay. All right, let's see what they want to say about all of that. And you're right about that whole comparing. Okay. So it's not really so much comparing as it is discerning. They're saying, so just stop seeing it as comparing. You are looking at what other people are charging just to get an idea about what would be within the realm of possibilities. But of course, like I said, there are people who charge thousands and thousands of dollars an hour and they get paid. So there really is no limit to how much people would be willing to pay you. It's all about your belief in yourself. So would you like an infinity healing for clearing up all of the confusion, the ambiguity, and all of the other stuff around you and how much you should charge? And to let go of the idea that the amount of money that people pay you for your services determines your value as a person. Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Okay, so if you'd like to let that go, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for letting go of that whole idea that you have to prove yourself? Because it's not that you are proving yourself to anybody else. In fact, it's you you're proving yourself to. So this infinity healing would help clear up all of that energy. And it says that you're not worth it, that you don't have that kind of value, that no one's going to pay you and attract clients and all of that other stuff, that those lies, basically, that the ego keeps reinforcing in you, that you can let go of because they're not true. And if you're ready to let that go, say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an attendee healing for allowing yourself to see that you are worth it, that you do provide that much value, that it is possible for you to connect with those people who have the money and are looking to invest in their own development and want to pay to hire you because you resonate with them. And if you are willing to allow that, say yes. Yeah. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for clearing out any beliefs within you that say that you have to keep trying to attract the people that you tried to attract in the past, that those are the people who have to be your clients and allow you to attract a whole new group of people because you are changing, your energy is changing, and so the people that you are attracting is changing. There was a time when you thought very little of yourself, and so you tended to attract people to you who were looking for something for nothing. But you don't need that anymore. You know you have something of value, that when people pay you, they're actually getting benefits. And so there's absolutely no need for you to be attractive in any way, shape, or form to people who are looking to get something for nothing. That is not in alignment with who you are. And if you would like to completely and totally let go of that energy, then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for taking you totally out of the belief that you have to give away things for free in order to have people find you? Because those are not the people that you actually want. The people who are looking for something for free are always trying to get as much as they can with as little money as possible, changing hands. Those are not the people you want for your clients. It's okay to offer them a first free session so that they can feel your energy and resonate with you. If that's something that you want to do, fine. But don't put it out there in a way that will just say, this is free. Come and get it just because it's free. We want your energy to say, come to me if you are ready to invest in yourself. If you are ready to create changes in your life. So if you'd like the infinity healing for making that change within you, then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, let me see if you want anything else. I always close my eyes when I'm doing infinity healing, so Well, you can still write articles and do videos and discovery calls and whatever you want to do. That's just a part of what you do. That's not the whole. Some people need to read something by you several times before they feel that you are the right one for them to work with. Well, if you don't want to, then definitely don't. Okay. So let's see if there's anything else they're saying that you need to let go of. Well, yeah, because you're putting all of your time, your energy, your effort into something, and you're not seeing the result. Would you like an infinity healing giving you the energy, the motivation, the inspiration, whatever it is you want to call it, to put your effort into things that are going to bring you return, things that are going to bring you the clients, so that even if you are putting something out there for free, the energy that is in that free thing is the energy that says, I am worth it, I have value, pay me, I will help you. This is something that will be for your benefit and mine, and you will be more than happy to have paid whatever you have paid to learn what you have learned from me. An energy that makes it obvious that you are worth it. That energy that allows you to know that you are worth it too. So if you'd like all of that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And so would you like an infinity healing for filling you with that energy so that you know and you have phenomenal confidence in your abilities, in the things that you have to offer, in what people are paying you to do, and you know that you can do it. You know that in every cell of your being, you are just filled with this amazing confidence, this knowingness that this is what you are meant to do, and you are meant to make money doing it, and you are willing to receive. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, so you want to attract high-level executives. So make sure that you are putting what you do, whether it's writing something or being in Facebook groups or whatever it is, with people who are high-level executives. Make sure that you are interacting with the people that you want to attract. If you are in only groups, I'll just use Facebook for an example because it's right there. If you are only in Facebook groups where everybody's talking about being so incredibly spiritual and they're always wanting free readings and free this and free that and whatever, that is not where you're going to find those executives because they're not there. So you need to find groups that are actually what you're looking for. And then you need to make sure that you are presenting to them offers that are in alignment with what they are looking for. So you need to make sure that you are describing your services as something that they would find desirable. Because if you're always talking about new age fluffy kind of stuff, but you're trying to attract people who are logical, left-brained, then you're going to have a problem because they're going to read New Age fluffy stuff as being not who they are, not something they want, not something that really says anything to them. So you need to gear what you're putting out there into alignment with the people that you want to bring to you. Even if what you want to bring to those logical people is an opening of their creativity, their soul, you have to present in such a way that it makes sense to them as they are now, not as they will be after they've changed. because they're not seeing the after. They're seeing the now. So that's what they want me to tell you, and that applies to anybody, you know, advertising for anything. Make sure that you are wording it in such a way that it matches the people that you want to attract and how they are right now, not how they will be when you're finished with them. Okay, I may need to write that down. Because they were talking to me too. Okay. And we'll do a little clearing on that too. So, would you like an infinite healing for allowing you to come up with the right wording, the right whatever it is you need to attract people from the areas that you want to attract them, so that people in those niches will actually see you, will actually see the value in you, will actually be intrigued by you, will connect with you, will hire you, will pay you, will allow you to help them in changing their lives. And if you're ready to open up to having all of those things that you truly want in your life to come into your life, then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. So you want to know if my guides think you are being too fluffy now. You do have a certain air of fluffiness about you. I'm not really sure what that means, but that's what I'm hearing. So you do have your logical side, and you know how to be logical. Well, this doesn't really require that you be logical. It's more of an incorporation of the fluff with the logic. If you want to use fluff, we'll use creativity. I like it better than fluff. So this is a combination of the creativity with the logic. If these people are logically looking at their lives and thinking, okay, I need to get ahead in life, how can I get ahead in life, then they're usually looking for a, you know, take these steps and things will change. So if you come up with a way of presenting steps that they can take, so they can start moving towards opening up that right brain, that creativity, that connection, all of that, but in a way that's logical, then that would work, because that's what they're looking for. They want to change, but they don't want to lose their logic. So you can present it as bringing them balance. Balancing the left and the right, bringing balance into their lives so that they're not predominantly logic. They can actually utilize both sides of their brain, and they can make the changes that they want to make as they are utilizing both sides of their brain, because that's what you're learning to do. So that's what you can teach other people how to do. That's kind of a natural fit for you. Okay. Okay. Yeah, you will need to be able to speak their language more. And that's really what all the connection is about, saying things in a way that matches the people that you want to attract. Oh, I hadn't heard anything about the rate, so let me ask right quick. Should she put her price back to what it was? No, you should discover a new price. It's not a matter of going back. You can discover a price that really, truly feels right to you. It's not a matter of going back to a price that you used to have. Really look at it. Really look at what you are doing, what you are providing. Really look at what feels right to you as far as that price. And then set your price accordingly to what feels good to your soul. That's where it should come from. So that's one of those places where you need to get out of the logic and into the feeling, into the creativity, into the knowing of your own value. Okay. Well, go back and visit that other price, and if it felt good and it still feels good, then go with it, but then you're going with it because it's right now. So you may want to take your prices, write them on individual sheets of paper, shuffle the sheets of paper so you don't know which one is where, lay them out on the floor around the room, and walk from one to another. And when you walk to it, stand on it for a moment and see how it feels. And then get off, walk around a little bit, then go and stand on a different one. See how that feels. That way you have no idea what price is on what piece of paper. So it's not your mind making this a determination. It's your heart. And that way you know what feels right. So you might want to try that. That's what they're saying would probably get you out of that whole blah thing. Whatever that blessing is. Okay. Okay, so you changed because you weren't feeling happy with the energy exchange. You might want to, I don't know if you have packages that people can sign up for. I have a 3-month, I think a 6-month, and a 12-month package so that people can sign up for a package and then you know what they're going to be paying you for as long as they're in that package instead of just presenting them with single sessions. A lot of times when people do single sessions, even though they feel the benefit and they know that this benefit is showing them that they can change their lives, they don't come back immediately. Most people who have a session don't come back immediately. But if you get them to sign up for a package, then they will be with you. Let's say you're giving them 2 sessions a month, whatever, and they will be with you for those 2 sessions or whatever it is and the number of months that they have signed up for. That way they can have even more incredible changes in their lives because it's really actually important. That's also why I offer group packages for those people who don't want to do personal packages, but they can still have that twice a month clearing where they can get what they need in order to start creating the life that they truly want. It's getting them into the habit. It's giving them a reason to have the repetition, to invest in themselves, to have that follow-up. So if you promote the package and the groups and not the single sessions, then you're going to get more repeat people. And the people who get into the packages, you know, and for 6 months or whatever, then they would be more likely to tell their friends, okay, I'm doing this package and it's for 6 months and it's only been 3 months and my life is incredibly wonderful, amazing. You should sign up for this too. You know, it helps on so many different levels. So it's not so much the single sessions as the packages that will make a difference. Okay. So I hope that makes sense. So you have packages for after they do the first session. So at the end of the first session, do you get them to sign up for the package before you let them off the phone? And I'm not talking about one of those hard sell things, you know, where you can't get off the phone. I'm not good at that myself. I'm not a salesperson, although sometimes I hear myself and I'm like, oh, I am actually selling, but you know, I probably need to do a little more research around the whole idea of being a salesperson. But do they understand that they are doing the first session to see if they are ready for the package? And you can offer people the opportunity to just sign up for a package without a first session if you want to. Let them figure out what flows. I keep hearing the word flows. So look at what flows. What flows for you? What flows for the people that you're working with? What flow. what allows everyone to get what is for their highest good. Because it's not like you're taking anything away from them by having them hire you. This is for their benefit and your benefit and the benefit of the whole world. So what flow? Okay. Let me see. I changed the clients I wanted to work with as I raised and started marketing myself and holding myself differently, and that's good. So just make sure that you are in alignment with what you are looking to experience. That is in alignment with the people that you want to attract. Just make sure that everything is in alignment. So you notice that you keep yourself back and you keep yourself in confusion. And that usually has to do with that fear that you can't do it. You can't succeed at it. You can't be more. You have to stay small. And none of that is true. Those are just fears that are being generated within you. They're generated within each and every one of us. It's not just you. It's everyone. I have times when all of this garbage comes up in me and I'm like, where did that come from? But I see that it's just an opportunity for me to clear stuff out and to let go, and that's what I do. And the more that I do that, the more comfortable I am with who I am and what I charge and what I offer and how my people benefit from what I do. I know that I am worth it. I really am. And I know that. And so there's no doubt in my mind that people who sign up with me, people who buy these packages from me, are getting their money's worth. I know that. And that comes across to them too. So it's from your knowing that other people are getting that energy. So make sure that you actually know that you are worth it. And there's an infinite healing in all of that. So anything needs to be cleared out. Don't be surprised if it comes up. Okay. So I have one caller in the queue, and I didn't know if you actually wanted to talk to me. If so, please press 1 so that your hand will go up. And if it's you, dear wonderful queen goddess, press 1 anyway, so I can tell you happy day after your birthday. Okay, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm amazing. Yes.
Yeah, you are.
And so are you. I have been enjoying the sharing and the information that is being revealed about how to move forward with what we want to do in the future and the worthiness of how we feel about who we are. That's so crucial to bringing to us what we want. And I just wanted to say to you before you speak to me that you give so much. And I do see, as I'm saying that, I see a beautiful gold cup for you. And it's overflowing. Wow. And gold coins are coming out of the cup. So know, with my addition to my words of power to you, that your opulence is here, right in this moment. And you shall see it very soon on a continual basis. Wow.
Wonderful. I am more than happy to receive. So yes, definitely.
Yes.
So let me check in and see if they have a message for you. Okay, so the first thing I'm hearing is to tell you that you are wonderful. Let's see. Ooh. It's the goddess that you talk about, the goddess of justice, M-A-A-T. I don't know how to actually say her name.
Ma'at.
Ma'at. Okay, she wants to give you a message. Okay, so here we go. My beloved goddess, and you are a goddess, but you know this. You are here to bless so many people, and you do that in every moment of your life, with everything that you say, what you feel, what you do. You are a living goddess. And we think it is so wonderful that you share that goddess energy with so many others to help them to realize their value, their worth. Because so many have been taught that they are less because of their age, their race, their sex. There are all these reasons, and none of that is true. Each and every one of you deserves to live in opulence, to have complete and total prosperity, to attract into your life everything that you desire. And you are a living example of that, and we thank you for it. You have opened your heart and your mind so much in this lifetime, and you still have so many more years of work to do, and we look forward to it. We look forward to every moment we spend with you. You are my divine goddess, and I love you so much. Don't ever stop being who you are. Be well, my beloved. Be well.
Thank you for coming forward, Ma'at, through Goddess Barbara. And while you were giving me that message, it clearly is said with all the writing you do for all of the programs that you bring forward, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you are writing. And there is a book that you should write. It doesn't have to be big, but that's going to give you more credibility in the eyes of those people who need a book. An author before they will honor them as a teacher. I thank you.
You are welcome. And I've been getting that thing about a book for about a year. But I am going to work on that. That is definitely going to happen.
Yes. And from that, your teaching comes. I have been around others who have very successfully, through their writing, of which I am working on my own, to be able to have classes. They've used their books as their platform, and that's how they've really taken off.
Okay, let me write the word book for platform. All right. I wrote myself a note, so I will work on that book.
You've already done it in many ways. You've already done a lot of writing. I'm just taking what you've already done.
I know, I have.
Yes. Doesn't have to be thick at all.
No, I know that. I'm perfectly fine with it, you know, not having to be huge. It can be small, and I just want it to actually be something other people would benefit from. That's what's important to me. The size doesn't matter.
And they will benefit. No doubt in my mind.
No doubt. Namaste to you too, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And we will get to our caller from area code 845 in one moment, because White Lily had asked if Ma'at had a message for her too. So let me check in. And yes, she does. And here it is. Okay, White Lily, this is for you. Know yourself. That is sometimes the hardest thing for anybody to do, is to know themselves. But when you know yourself, you know that there's no doubt about who you are, about what you have to offer, about the value that you bring to the world. Know yourself. And know that you are deserving of whatever you desired, whether it be hundreds and hundreds of paying clients or millions and millions of dollars coming from source, which you don't understand how it's coming into your life, but it doesn't matter because you know yourself. You know your value. You know your worth. You know that there are no limits in your life except for the ones that you have placed there. Know yourself and let go of those things that keep getting in your way because you don't need them. Let them go. Know yourself. Because then you will truly look at yourself. Because you will see your beauty. And you will allow that beauty to shine forth and for everyone to see it. Know yourself and live the life that you truly came here to live. It is right for you not to be comfortable with being small because that is not who you are. You are meant for so much more. Know yourself and fully live your life. You are loved. And it's time for you to love you. Be well, my beloved. Okay, that's the message she had for me. Okay, now we are going to area code 845. And who is this?
Hello, this is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Very nice program. Okay,
oh,
I want to know. Yeah, I was listening about the business. The lady that doesn't believe or doesn't attract the right customers. Do you have any message for me, please? Any? Or do I have to do a specific question?
It's up to you. If there's something in your life that you want to know about, then you can ask about that. If you just want a general reading, then I'll see who wants to give you one. So,
yes,
what
is there for me?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just want a general of whatever it is that they want you to know. All right.
Yes, please.
So let's see. Okay. So Maha is willing to give you a message too, so here you go. My beloved, life in so many ways is like a river that flows, and that beautiful river flows wherever it needs to flow. And so often people start building dams and little walls and things to stop the river, to change the course of the river, because they feel that the river is not going where they want it to go. And that's when they start creating problems in their own lives. That beautiful river is always going exactly where it needs to go. I want you to relax and just go with the river. Because that river is based on what your heart wants your life to be like, what your soul wants to create. And the more you connect with your heart and your soul, the more you will see that your river is exactly what it needs to be. Do not make your life more difficult. You don't need to. It's not required, no matter what anybody else has taught you. You did not come here to struggle. You did not come here to suffer. You did not come here to settle for less. You came here to be a beautiful expression of who you are. You came here to share your light with the world. And there is absolutely no reason why you should not do that. Let yourself become one with your river. Let yourself flow with who you truly are. You are meant for more. Don't ever doubt your ability to take care of the things that are happening in your life. Anything that is coming up for you is there for you to learn. And once you learn, then that issue is gone. So allow yourself to learn so that you can let go of the past, let go of all of those things that happened, any negative feelings you still feel about them. Just let all of that go. That is so far down river, you don't even see it anymore. Do not try to bring it with you. Instead, start looking at what you want to create, how beautiful you want your life to be, what you really want to experience, and say yes to those things. Allow them into your life. Allow yourself to change in whatever ways you need to change to create that reality. You have that power. Each and every one of you has power. Don't ever think that you can't do it, because you can. And you're not doing it alone. You have so much love and support that is there for you. Start calling on the angels to assist you. Start calling on your higher self to show you what you need to see. Start calling on whatever beautiful deities you believe in to be a part of your life, to assist you in creating your dreams. That is what you are here for. Don't ever think that you need to settle for less. Be the beautiful light that you were born to be. It is within you. It's time to open up and let it go. Be well. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
Oh, my God. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. Yes. Yes, yes. Oh, well. It talks a lot about also being empowered. Hello?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I really recognize them. We have lots of gifts, and then in my case, it's like the lady with the packages. I do a lot of work, and I just do it for free. I give a lot, and I don't think that I'm giving. I just do it.
Well, you need to start charging, because the work that you do is worth people paying for. Stop selling yourself short.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's nobody else exactly like you in the whole world, so your work is unique. Recognize that.
Okay. Yes, and I have to believe it, and I have to start. I do thanks the angels, and I do really sometimes very connected, but sometimes I kind of don't follow. I don't know. I get just ungrounded. I don't know what happened. Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, follow your guide. Follow the angels, your intuition, whatever name you have for it. But follow it. Trust it. That's what it's there for. And it's there out of love for you. So remember, there is no one more important in your life than you are. So it's okay for you to love you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Very beautiful. God bless you. Wish you the best. All your blessings to us multiply by many, many, many millions to you back.
Thank you. That is so sweet. And it keeps calling and... Feel free to call again if you need to, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, I will. Okay. And I will pray for you
Bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. The end of another wonderful show. And even though I never actually talked to you about creating good, that's what we were talking about anyway. So I will be back on Friday, which is my birthday. Yay! And Elizabeth will be here, and she will do a wonderful chant, and we will be having fun, and I hope everyone has a magical week. Talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye.